Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you? Tony Green here with psychic medium Tony Green. I'm cracking up because I forgot to turn on my light before and then they said 5 seconds. I'm like, I think I can get up and turn on my lights. I did. And then I was like literally jumping back in my seat to get the show started. I know that's what all of you are here for, to hear about me and my light. Okay, so today's show, I'm going to be taking callers live. If you would like to call in live and ask a question, the number is 414-897-2869. That is my private number, please. The number to call in for the show to ask a question live on the show is 845-277-9131. The other number is actually not even my private number. It's my business number that you call if you'd like to schedule a reading. Yes, it's that kind of morning, isn't it? Yep, it just is. Okay, so before I get started, I want to say I will never reach out to you to give you a reading or ask you if you'd like a reading. So please, if somebody reaches out to you, report them, block them, mess with them. I don't know, do what you want with them, but don't give them your money. Anyway, I am going to be taking callers in a moment. Callers, I will call out your area code. And my first two callers have the exact same area code, which is 216. So that's awesome. When I call your area code, please give me your name and where you're calling from. And then also any can you have or connection, meaning if you want to connect to somebody on the other side. Please, just the way I work, and whether you like it or not, whether you want this or not, it's not my problem if you don't want me to work this way, whatever. Especially on the show, you're calling in for a reason. There's something, some question or relative or loved one you want to connect to. Have a very specific question available. Have a very specific relative you want to connect to. If you would say, oh, just give me whatever, I'm probably going to mute you and go to the next person. Not because I can't do that. I can. I can give you whatever. But sake of the show and helping the show go quickly and helping me to get through as many people as possible, just have a specific question or connection ready. If you want me to spend time going through your energy and finding whatever you need, that's fine. We'll just book a private session. And since I started working, I've always worked based on what people want and need from me as far as questions. Because I found as a child, when I just blurted things out that needed to be blurted out, I would get into a bit of trouble. Because not everything is supposed to be said. And even like some people I know in my outside of my work life, when I tell them what comes through, it just causes chaos and problems because people don't really want to hear what they need to hear. And I get that. I really do get that. Alrighty, I want to say hi to a couple of people I never get to say hi to. Hey, Mario. Hey, Todd. Scott. I think I do get to say hi to Scott every once in a while. I remember to do that. Hey, Scott. And, of course, hi, Stevie Oliva. I hope you're having a good day at work. I think Stephen's at work right now, or he's just getting done with work. So for those of you who are new, Stevie's my little brother, and he's 40, and he has Downs. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes I get a little bit like rally, because people will call in and they'll say, I don't want to work. And I'm like, my 40-year-old brother with Downs works. I don't want to hear it. Not that I'm unsympathetic. I'm just was not brought up that way. Like, we were brought up like, you work and that's just it. So I don't know. I'm not, whatever. Let's see, what else? So what else do I need to say before I get started? I am on most social media. If you would like to check me out on TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, I'm there. There's plenty of clearings. I did not get to my clearing set this morning. I'm going to do that next, right after the show. I'm going to put some clearings and healings up on TikTok and then share them to the other venues. I know there was something else, and I can't think of it right now. Okay, let's go to callers. 216-650, you're the first caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, hello there. My name's Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Sharon, how are you? How can I help you today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a while. Okay. I'll get right to the direct question. This Wednesday, today I have a vacation day, but Wednesday I have my semi-annual review. How is that going to go for me? I love my job. I hope it's going to go well like the last one. Whew.
Yeah.
Just honest.
It's it's going to go good. I feel like
I get so neurotic. I know. Go on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. I feel like everything's going to flow. It's going to go really well. I just feel like it's going to go good. You don't have anything to worry about. I think they really like you there. I feel like everything is just going to be good. Very, very good. And this is something. There's a woman that just stepped in. So if this happens, it doesn't happen for everybody, but if it does happen, I will do it. But and my throat is starting to get froggy, or like I can't talk as well. Like, so maybe this woman, there was something with her voice or her talking towards the end, but she is a little bit more mature in years, and I feel like she was either a mother or a grandmother, shorter hair. The point is what she wants to say.
Grandma.
I'm hearing, and I don't know if this is someone you know or somebody else who's watching might know this person, but this might be two separate things, but we have the person who just stepped in here, Grandma, and then I'm hearing the name Marjorie. So if Marjorie is not for you, or and this doesn't have to be Grandma's name, it can be somebody else's name on the other side or somebody here, but the name Marjorie is coming through. So if that's not you, it's somebody else listening, and I'll get to that in a second. Grandma, this is so weird, but Grandma is saying, look both ways before you cross the street. Now, this can be something that is literal or figurative, okay? So literal means, like, literally look both ways before you cross the street. Figuratively means, like, be very careful with your choices and decisions. Or maybe that's just something she used to say, and that's a confirmation for you. I'm going to tell you, she wants you to know she's watching out and she's helping you. Okay, this is just freaking ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. It's cute. I'm going to use the word cute. She's helping you get to the other side. She's helping you cross the street. So I feel like maybe there's something going on in your life right now, and it's like a busy street with a lot of traffic that you're trying to navigate. So if there's something going on in your life right now and you're trying to navigate it or get through to the other side, or, you know, sometimes we can say, if I can just get through this, then everything, I can't wait until this is, if I could just, that's
you're
what
right.
she's referring to, that is for you. And she is saying, she just put the biggest smile on her face. Oh, my gosh. She just put, like, the biggest smile on her face. And she's, like, nodding her head, like, yes, that's it, that's it, that's it. She's helping you get through over the hump. And she's saying, whatever this little situation is that you're trying
it
to, like, yeah. She is letting you know that to look both ways, because if you don't slow walk this, or kind of look at everything, something might hit you unexpectedly. Something might like you might get hit with something unexpectedly, or something you're not expecting is going to pop up. So whatever this is, please know that she is working diligently to make sure that you are looking both ways before you cross the street. Okay, that's just that message. That's what I need to say about that.
Marjorie, you know, it's funny, though. Her name is Miriam. It could be a Marjorie, but her name, Miriam, sounds a lot like Marjorie, but it doesn't matter. That her name is Miriam. But it doesn't matter. Marjorie, who knows? It could not be for me. I don't know. But there is one little thing at work. And and you're right. It's just one thing. It's a particular person I'm trying to harmonize with. And you're right. It's a little thing, but I see what she's saying. Be cautious.
Thank you so much, because I feel like there's something unexpected about to come out. And her name is Miriam. Sometimes my mind will go to the familiar name. But there could also be two women here, one named Marjorie that is also waiting for somebody else. Or it could have been an aunt, uncle, whatever.
I know.
Who knows? But this is her. This is definitely your grandmother. And she's saying there's something unexpected that might pop up that you're going to have to kind of navigate. So kind of tread lightly is the message that I'm getting in moving forward with this situation. And you'll be really, really happy that you did.
I know what you mean.
Because excellent. Thank you so much for confirming that. And thank you so much for calling in and asking this question. And I'm thanking Miriam. Thank you for coming in and giving her
and
this
thank you
follow-up.
For giving me a response on my review. Thank you. Thank you so much. I needed that today.
Yes.
I get myself worked up.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Absolutely. It's going to go very, very well. Okay. Very, very well. And thank you again so much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you. Thank you. You have I want to listen to your other readings, okay?
Yeah, please stay on and do. I'm going to be doing some clearings as the show goes on, so it'll be good. You'll also be part of the clearing, so that'll be perfect, love. Okay?
Thank you. Sure. No problem.
Excellent. Excellent. And actually, let's do the first clearing for harmonious work relationships. And I get a no, we don't have that. So let's clear that to a yes. And I know that can be a difficult situation. Let's go to 216-404. Where are you calling from? What's your name?
This is Bernard calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Bernard. How can I help you today?
Yes, I have a lady friend, real close, we work together too, but like every time we get like in a comfortable spot, like she pulls away. Like she's scared of getting hurt. You see us getting closer in due time?
Okay, so what I'm going to say, Bernard, is I don't think she's afraid of getting hurt. I think that this might not be what you think it is. Here's what I'm going to tell you, what your angels, actually, Bernard, you have a woman here also. A woman just stepped in and there's a man next to her. You guys, I absolutely adore when this happens. I love when loved ones step in and they're so like here and let me know they're here. So this older woman was a little bit fuller. I feel like she might not have been really tall. And then the man next to her had like, he wasn't full. Might have, especially towards the end of his life, he was not full. He was maybe a little more, I don't want to say thin, but he didn't have a big frame or big body towards the end of his life, where this woman was a little bit fuller. She was at a little bit fuller. So what I'm going to say is I think that they were at one point together because they're standing next to each other and they're dressed fairly nice, okay? So I don't know why these things are important, but they're descriptors and they want me to tell you these things, Bernard. So what I'm going to tell you is between your ancestors and your angels, the messages that I'm getting is this move on, and there's this song, and I see it written in like 70s letters on what they call an album, that kind of cover, like the record cover, okay? And it says, move on, like a groove. I hear it was like a groove song. But they're basically, okay, we're going through all of this just to say, you might want to consider moving on to someone new or someone else because I feel like you are trying to win a situation that might not be winnable, okay? I do feel like, and I don't know this woman, and I don't like to, this woman might not have the best intentions for you or with you. I do feel like you should keep your work relationship with her very professional and back off a little bit and find somebody outside of work. And I do feel like you have the potential to meet somebody outside of work in a month, between a month and a half. So in 4 to 6 weeks, which puts us where are we? We're in the middle of August, September, October. Middle of September, beginning of October, you have the potential to meet somebody brand spanking new. And this person, you do not know this person. You have never met this person before. When they say brand spanking new, brand spanking new. Somebody you have never met before. I do feel like this person coming in is has a sassy, funny personality. Like they can do those one-offs and make you laugh. They kind of catch you off guard with that. I'm going to tell you the person coming in is a much better fit. They are actually ready for a relationship. They're not about that push-pull game. Not that the woman at your work is playing a game. I'm just saying what I'm saying. It's somebody that knows what the person coming in knows what they want. And they're not afraid to go for it. And the person coming in actually really likes you. It's going to like you. And two of you will have a good connection. So if you can let go of this thing that's going on, I feel like you will be in a really good place moving forward. And the next person will be a better person. Does that make sense, Bernard?
Yes. So
and I just want to say to anybody else listening, you know, sometimes people are afraid to get hurt, but I do feel like if somebody is, I feel like you just need to really back off of this woman and get into a situation that is more authentic. And that's, I'm just going to leave that there. Okay, love?
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. And your grandparents are also, they're your grandparents. I'm going to say grandparents. They really want you to know that they are trying to navigate or guide you in a different direction also, okay?
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much for calling in. I hope you have an amazing rest of the week.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. Okay, everybody, if you're interested in a private reading, tonig.info is my website. And I'm going to go to the next caller. If you want to call in today to have a question or a connection, the number is 845-277-9131. I'm going to go to 305. 305, how are you today?
Hi, Tony. Thank you. I'm doing fine. I had a little injury to my hand. My name is Eileen, by the way. Eileen.
Okay.
I had an injury to my hand, and it's a little making me slow down because I'm an artist and I can't use my right hand as well. But I have the appropriate cuff on it and all of that kind of stuff, and I just put a splint in my thumb. Do you see it healing fine? I have 4 more weeks to wear this thing.
Yeah, you know what? It is going to, the biggest thing I'm hearing is don't push it. Listen to, like, listen to what, like the doctor, listen to what they said. Don't push it. Don't try to, just don't push it. Don't do anything you're not supposed to be doing at this time. Really baby this injury. I do feel like it's a very intrinsic. Now, I feel like they're using that word because maybe where this injury is, it's very tricky and you need to really baby this injury. So please don't push it. Please be very careful with this and allow it to heal the way it needs to without being, without pushing it. That's just the word I keep getting. I hope that makes sense to you, love.
Yeah. I'm not lifting anything. I'm using my elbow. I'm using my left hand. I'm having other people do things to me. I think the biggest part is cutting vegetables up. So, I mean, I can eat with my left hand. I'm working with my left hand on the computer. I'm painting with my left hand. Brushing my teeth with my left hand as best as I can. You know?
Yeah.
So, and for 6
good.
I didn't use anything on it, and then I went and had an MRI, and then I found out there's 4 little fractures in the wrist. But I feel
yeah.
it's healing.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Again, I'm just getting don't push it, baby it, don't. I think, and it's, you don't want to do more damage or you don't want to prolong the healing process, so please go very slow and don't push any. And I hope that was helpful for you, love.
Yeah, yeah. And my knee, is there any, there's nothing wrong with the knee either, right? It's just
okay, so I'm going to move on to the next person, and thank you so much for calling in. But everybody gets one question or one connection, and please do call back next week, and I'll be happy to help you with that. I'm going to go to 347. It's funny. I love, 347. What's your name? How are you today?
Hi, Tony. I'm fine. How are you? This is Tanika. I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Hey, Tanika, how can I help you?
I actually have a question about someone that I'm interested in, and I didn't know if you could look into our situation for me?
Absolutely. First name of the person you're interested in?
Sure. His name is Aris. That's spelled A like Apple, R as in Randy, I as in Ingrid, S as in Sam. And I have his birth date, and he's so funny. His birth is...
I don't need that, love. Okay, so...
Okay.
You know, the first thing I'm hearing is good. It's good. I'm hearing 3 months. I don't know if that's how long you've been together or how long until the next thing. So the one thing I am getting that might be a little bit something to think about, and I have to say this carefully so that you hear the whole thing, but the one thing that I am getting is that there might be the potential for other people or another person to interfere with this relationship. Now, I know the first thought that most people have is it another woman or another man? I'm not feeling that in this case. But sometimes when you start a relationship with someone or you're in a relationship, either if your friends and family or their friends and family might carry a lot of weight in their decision. And what I would say is before you really, I want to say this the right, like in a good way. What I want to say is make sure that the two of you have taken the steps to make sure your relationship is very secure. And you know, you both know what you want and where you're going before you really involve other people in this situation. I think with some people, there are just certain family members that are, or friends that are never going to want them to make somebody else their priority or give them their attention or whatever it is. Okay. So whatever this is with the, and it might be on your side. It might be somebody on your side that is like feeling that way, whether it's a friend, a sister, a family member, whatever it is. But what I'm getting is this is a good connection. It has the potential to be a very solid connection. The two of you have to work very diligently on not letting other people interfere with this connection. Now, what that means also is you don't go to your friends and tell them every good thing or every bad thing or sometimes anything, because friends can be, and siblings sometimes can be full-on haters that want what you want and are jealous of what you have and beyond their own even knowing they can do things or say little things to try to dissolve this situation. I don't know what it is, but I just get that there's the potential for a little bit of outside interference here. So make sure that you're doing everything on your end to not allow that, and then wait time to meet family and friends, okay? Make sure it is where it needs to be and you know enough about this person and you kind of have taken the time and done the due diligence. And then when you're really solid and you know both of you, then you bring in other people on this situation. And that's just what I'm hearing for you. That doesn't always mean that that's the case for everybody. But for this particular case, that is what I'm hearing. I really do hope this makes sense to you.
We were involved like in 2016 very briefly, and I never go backwards, but I never forgot him because he was a gentleman to me. So I reached out to him like 3 weeks ago. He's visiting family in Greece, and he kind of hurt my feelings because I felt like he just wasn't acting interested because he was joking around in a way where he was kind of mentioning other people, not family members, but just like other women. And I know he was probably testing me, but I didn't like the feeling, so I stopped talking to him, but I still like him. And I wish that something would develop, but I don't know if he's interested in me or not, or if he's seeing other people, or if something's even going to happen. I never met his family, but that is something I wouldn't want to happen if we did turn into something. But I don't even know if he wants anything with me, you know, or if something's going to happen. Because I never reach out to people, but I did with him. Never.
Oh, okay, so that interference that I'm hearing, that other people getting involved, maybe that's what they're referring to, is him talking about other people. You know, you two aren't, here's what I'm going to say. Again, this could be good. Again, I'm going to, here's the way that they're saying it. There is the possibility for interference in this situation, whether it's from friends and or family. You reaching out to him isn't necessarily, unless you say, listen, I want to give this a go. Can we give this a go? Him talking about even other women, it's hurtful, but he may not have known your intention at the time. So to him, it wasn't hurtful. To him, it was just him catching up with somebody who's a friend or an ex. Whatever the case may be. I do feel like in 3 months this has the potential, or within 3 months you're going to know. It could be good, but I do feel like there is the potential for outside interference. Now, when I hear that, that can mean a lot of different things. Again, friends, family, other people. I feel like you have to gauge this. And you have to look at why you walked away or he walked away, why it ended in the past, and then decide from there if this is something that you feel you can deal with long term. I find that most people don't change. They just dig deeper into who they are. So you have to determine if that's something you can deal with. You know, it's always tempting to go back to somebody who we had a lot of passion or something with, we just never quite got over. And sometimes that phone call is to give us closure. I do feel like this could be a good connection. I do feel like it does have potential. But I do feel like there will be interference if you move forward in this connection. I know that that doesn't sound as clear as you would like it to. I know you want a solid answer from me, but there are just too many balls in the air at this point to give you that solid answer. And I do feel like you are going to be the one who has to make that yes or no decision. I feel like, let me change the question. I'm going to change a question and ask myself this a different question in a different way, because based on the way things are right now, there will be interference. I want to ask, can this turn into a committed, loving relationship between the two of you? And the answer I hear is it would take time. It would take a bit of time. And that is because, again, I do feel like there may be some interference. And what's the best, if I ask what's the best step for you to take, what's the best thing for you to do, I hear are you serious right now? Don't bet on the horse with the gimpy leg. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? Boy, that could have like a lot of different meanings. I don't even know what that means. What I am going to say, though, what I'm going to say is this. if you want to put the time and the energy into this, just know it's going to take a little bit more time and energy than you're expecting. In 3 months, you will get some answers and some results, but there will be interference. And I'm going to tell you, relationships are hard enough without family, friend, other people interference. So really think about this before you make your choice, if that makes sense to you. I hope that makes sense to you, love.
It does. Can I just tell you, I'm a believer in Chinese astrology also, and I'm a horse in Chinese astrology, and he's an ox. So last night, for the past couple of nights, while I'm like looking at him on WhatsApp but not talking to him, I'm looking up stuff about horses in Chinese astrology, and me and him, whether we're a match or not, it says that we're not. So I was like listening to podcasts about Chinese astrology, but I hit one by mistake that was talking about equestrian, like they were just talking about horses, how you take care of them. And in the description, the woman was speaking, saying how a lot of people think horses are relaxed when they're not. By their body language, when they chew and spit and everything, people think that they're settled down, but that's just them expressing stress in a more subdued manner. And I busted out crying. And this is like 3 o'clock last night, because I'm just crying because of like my family and love relationships, how many people I thought loved me in the past don't realize how much my feet was to the fire so many times in my life. They just, I felt like, have always just used me, and they still continue to. And I felt like the horse, because I feel so bad for horses that people use. And I wanted to text him and call him, because I had no one to text 3 o'clock in the night while I'm crying on my pillow, just looking up in the ceiling. And I couldn't text him because I feel funny pursuing him. I don't know if he even wants me like that. But that is just like a combobbled relation to what you just said about horses. Like, maybe that had something to do with me. I don't know. I hope I'm not the one with the gimpy leg, but I have been through a lot. And I'm a horse that just has been through a lot, because people don't realize. They think we're strong, but we're so delicate and fragile inside. People have no idea how many times I've almost broken out. My family doesn't know. My love relationships don't know, because I look strong, even though I'm a small woman. But
So I'm going to say thank you so much for sharing that. And I am going to say, you know, I have a lot of friends that are thank you so much for sharing that. I'm just going to tell you
something. Yeah, I knew you would understand.
A little bit channeled, a little bit personal experience. I have a lot of friends that are ethnic, and their parents have come over from other countries. So I have a Greek friend, Spiro, and everybody does. I have a lot of Greek friends. You know, I and Italian guys, and my stepfather is from Sicily off the boat, and a lot of other countries, and a lot of other, and men who are second generation or first generation from another country really, really have different beliefs and cultural behaviors when it comes to relationships. And one of the things that is very difficult when we're dealing with, when we're talking to and or dealing with someone from another culture, it's not only their beliefs about women and a woman's place and how women should behave, and in most cultures like Italy, Greece, Latin countries, the women are seemingly more mature or sophisticated in certain ways, but so are the men. The men can be immature in the way they treat women as far as philandering, but they are more mature in other ways. And to be with a guy who is, you know, very much in their ethnicity can be very difficult if you're not familiar with that. So that right there. But second, I think anybody would say, before we move into a relationship with anyone, we have to repair our past, because we're just taking that with us. So I'm going to do a clearing and a healing right now, we have let go of the past. I get a no. Okay, everybody, this is at about the 40-minute mark of the show, so if you want to come back and just get these clearings, please do so. Our past has healed. I get a no. Let's clear and heal that. Everything that has caused this pain, injury, hurt has cleared and healed. I get a no. So we're going to clear and heal that. And again, we have let go of all that has hurt us and caused us pain, and it has healed. I get a no. We're going to clear and heal that. And I'm really going to say that maybe over the next, maybe why they gave the 3-month mark is perhaps over the next 3 months, you can spend time just kind of understanding that as difficult as it is to know, people maybe have not been as delicate or as helpful with us as we want. It wasn't their job, even as children. And I know this is so, so controversial. Even as children, we expect people to be a certain way with us, but we kind of signed on for the life that we have to learn certain things and to evolve to a certain level. And in evolving to that level, sometimes we have to go through certain things. And for a lot of us, what we're here to do is to help others. And in order to effectively or effectively, whatever, however that would be said, help others, we have to fire. We have to, like, go through the tunnel of poop and come out the other side so we can pull people out of the tunnel of poop. And one of the things I always say, no matter what anyone does or says to me, I always say, this didn't happen to me. This happened for me. Number one, to show me their true character so I can jump ship if I need to. And number two, it's not personal. If someone's lying to me or cheating on me, they're not, if this is who they are, this is how they behave on a daily, it's not personal. I'm just another one of the people they lied to. I'm just another one of the people they cheated on. I'm just another in the series of people that they hurt. It's not personal. The next person that comes into their life, they're going to lie and cheat. I know of someone that I don't think this person can say a sentence without a lie coming out. And this person would deny this, but they are telling straight up lies every single day about the most important area of their life. And then why don't I trust this person? Well, you're a straight up liar about everything. I want you and listen to you lie so casually, like you're giving me a food recipe. Why would I trust you? So that's not personal to me, though. That's who that person happens to be, and that has absolutely nothing to do with me. So everything that you have gone through is bringing you to a place where you get to be a much stronger, healthier person that can then bring that reason to other people, okay? So just know that, and don't ever think of yourself as a victim, please. And I'm going to do a clearing for that right now. All victim and victim mentality has been cleared and healed. Let's clear that. All that causes has been cleared in here. Let's clear that. And the reason being is because when we see ourselves as victims, we end up with predators. And people think, oh, a predator is somebody from jail. Not always. Somebody who's a serial cheater, somebody who's a serial abuser or narcissist or sociopath or psychopath, we will end up with those people as friends and or in relationships because we are in our victim mentality. And we really have to come out of that victimhood to not have those people want even see us on their radar. So if you're ending up with a friend who's like a narcissist or a sociopath or a narcopath or relationships where men cheat and lie and do whatever, that's something in us that we really have to go, okay, what's going on with me that is drawing these people in? Because they see a weakness in us. They see something in us that says, ooh, looks like it's going to be fun. I'm going to devour this. Or they see, because people like that, when they go to somebody, there's a purpose for that person in their life. So you have to eliminate all of that and get so strong and so aware of these things that you don't even show up on their radar. Okay, love? So please work on this. And if you go, my TikTok is at Psychic Pony. And if you go there, there are clearings. They're 60 seconds or less, and they're free. And just go through them and use them and start healing. And there is literally a lot of clearings for abuse. And I do think that everybody should be, you should be the priority in your life. I know we're not taught that growing up, but everybody, your main obligation is to be the priority in your life and to heal you, because you can't be all broken trying to fix somebody else, because you can only heal somebody to the level that you have healed. So you just need to keep healing. And your purpose in life, maybe not immediately, but eventually, is going to be to turn around and start helping people get their stuff together, to pull them out of the tunnel of poop, if I can say that again, because that's not graphic enough. Okay? So I hope this was helpful, love, and I hope that you absolutely do find a way to get stronger and look at everything that has happened in your life as a blessing and a lesson and something that is going to eventually take you to a place where you can 100% help other people and come out the other side clean, because that's what we all want. I'm going to go directly, and thank you so much for calling in, love. I'm going to go to 860-860. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Amala. How are you?
Hey, Amala. I'm good. I'm good. What's going on?
I'm wondering about my relationship myself. I've cleared out a lot of gunk and junk and trash, and I just feel like I'm really on the verge of, I reinvented myself, basically. So I'm just wondering when you feel that might be special, somebody coming in.
Okay. Amala, you actually have four potential partners coming in. I know, right? The floodgates have opened. Boom. Four potential partners coming in.
Four?
One of them.
Wow.
Four. I know, right? We just want the one. We don't want to mess around anymore at some point. One of them will end up being a good friend that you'll keep, okay, like a lifelong friend. This person has pretty good character, but you have two other people coming in that you might have to kind of decide between. Okay, and then I'm hearing the word Washington. So perhaps one of these people that's like from the Washington area, or that could actually be their name. Their name could be,
okay,
I don't know. What,
sure,
I'm going to say is be open to that, because that is just something I'm hearing. So if I hear it, I say it. And then the other thing I'm hearing is through December, it's like I'm going to laugh at this. You're going to get a man a month. So,
oh, my God.
So September, October, November, December. Yes, a man a month. And one of these men has the potential to be a little bit longer, more serious relationship. And I'm hearing that Sesame Street song, one of these things is not like the other. So, yeah, you'll know right away which one is going to be the friend and which one has the potential. And the other two, I hear that Snoop song, drop it like it's hot. you're just going to let them go very quickly and be on your way. I do feel like September, I'm seeing September 5th. I don't know what day that falls on, but I'm seeing September 5th being a good day for you. That doesn't mean meeting somebody. I just feel like September 5th is going to be a very strong and powerful day for you. And also the 18th, and I'm trying to see, that's October. October 18th is also going to be a very strong and powerful day for you. And then November 23rd, is going to be a really, oh my god, this girl is on fire. I'm sorry, I cannot hit high notes. I cannot even fake high notes. November 23rd is going to be like the bomb diddy bomb mother effing day for you. And then as we hit into December, again, we go to the 12th, and I'm seeing the 12th and for you. So those are your good power days. If you're going to like do business with somebody, those are the days you want to pay attention to. And that's it. That's what I have for you online. Hope that was helpful.
Yeah, not that September is far, but there's nothing in August for me. I'm just kind of preparing the next couple of weeks.
No, I feel like August is the cleaning up. You're just going to be cleaning some things up and getting moving forward. I feel like September is when it's going to happen. And, you know, I think... You know, I know it's really, everybody really wants a partner and they really want to be coupled, especially as we go into fall. And what I'm hearing is just do you for a bit. Not that you haven't, I know you have, but like, don't worry so much about that. There are some things business-wise
sure.
You're going to order before that. Okay, love?
I got it. That's fascinating. Going from 0 to 4 potential whatevernesses. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
This is interesting. This is very interesting year.
Thank
makes
you
me laugh.
So much, Bob. I hope
thank
it was
you so
helpful.
Much. Thanks, Tony.
You are welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. And you know what? I just want to say for anybody who's like wanting love, looking for love, you got to get out. You cannot like be out and have your face in your phone. You cannot be out and not looking around. And if you're a woman, don't go to places where couples are. Like seriously, don't go to places where couples are. That is not going to be your most powerful place. And don't go to places where single guys typically go. Like single guys typically go to bars. They have that game down, right? If you're a woman, if I were looking to be coupled, these are the places I would go. First and foremost, I would probably hit sporting events. Single guys, groups of guys go to sporting events all the time. And if a guy is with a girl at a sporting event, they're probably pretty intermingled, okay? So that's a no. I would go to places like that men go with other men for business meetings, like really nice steakhouses, very nice restaurants, but the type of restaurant where they talk business, not romantic restaurants. Okay, that's not the route you want to go. You don't want to go someplace thinking, well, there's the potential to meet somebody here, and it's all couples because it's a romantic restaurant. And you want to go at that time, you want to go with a female friend, and you want to go at a time when business meetings would be being done, not necessarily a little later in the evening. There are a number of other places as a single woman that you can go and potentially meet really good, solid, high-value men. But it's not going to be in bars. It's not going to be in places where players go. It's not. High-value men, good men, aren't hanging out in bars. They're just not. I'm not saying that men who hang out in bars are necessarily bad, but I'm just saying. I'm saying what I'm saying. Okay. Okie dokie. I have about 5 minutes left, so I am going to go to 631, what's your name?
Yes, hi, how you doing? Thanks, I'm glad I got in.
Good, what's your name, where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island, And my question is, I have two interviews tomorrow, one with a public school elementary for teacher aid at 10 a.m., another one for like a daycare nursery school at 5 p.m., and then I'm waiting for one from Riverhead or Wading River. I applied to see if there's anything at their call. Do you see anything with all four?
Yes. I hear that two of them are going to call, and one of them is going to be a really good potential for you. Even if you are a little bit stressed, please don't, please be very calm and relaxed in your communication with them. I feel like one of the schools is going to be a really good outcome for you. Okay, love?
Do you know if it's the 10 o'clock one or the 5 p.m. one?
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to nail that down for you, mostly because I'm running out of time here. But what I am going to say is I just feel like one of the schools is going to be has a great deal of potential for you. So please, but when they call, be very calm on the phone no matter what's going on around you. I don't know why I'm hearing that, but I am. Okay, so before I sign off today, I just want to say that the IRS is hiring like 87,000 people. So if I were you, I'd go apply with the IRS. And especially if you are very patriotic, if, you know, all these people from the police and the military that did not want to get the, you know, that needle in their arm, as a federal employee, I could be wrong, but I think federal employees don't have to. So if you had to retire or leave the military or police force or as a nurse, please, by all means, especially military, go apply for these jobs with the IRS. And anybody who knows why I'm saying this, kudos to you. I do feel like if you have PPP loans, you need to be very careful and think about what you did with that money. I do feel like there are going to be, I feel like there's going to be some changes coming in. They're not going to be as bad as everybody thinks they're going to be. But I am going to say anybody who has served our country in any way, please go apply for these IRS jobs. Anybody who is loyal and patriotic to this country, please go apply for these IRS jobs. Please. Okay, thank you so much. I will be back Wednesday at noon for a minimum of 30 minutes. Until then, have an absolute amazing rest of the week.